Let me work with you today on inadequacy and worthlessness. We have done a great deal to focus on things that are out of alignment. And worthlessness comes from a sense of not feeling good about yourself, much like abandonment. Now, I'm going to ask you to ground yourself into the earth, into the cosmos, put the Merkaba around you, and now I'm going to ask you to ground into every dimension where you have been and you desire to be. And that means many dimensions. So you have grounding cords all of a sudden going into all sorts of different places. Notice the difference with you when you reacted to the putting down of the grounding cords in all kinds of dimensions. We sit and talk about parallel lives, dimensions and interdimensions, and so on. And that is very simple and easy. But we very rarely ground into those dimensions and realities and lifetimes. I only want you to ground into dimensions, because dimensions have a great deal of power over who we are, what we are, and how we live. I have worked to bring people's distortions, to heal them in other dimensions. And I find that it is very important to heal, because there is so much that is not in this dimension that affects us. Now, once you ground into another dimension, you are like a multi-pronged tripod, but instead of 3 feet, you have many feet, and each of them is taking sustenance from and stability from each of those dimensions in which you are connected. And by doing so, you allow yourself to get not only sustenance from those dimensions, but you also get the strengths of those dimensions. And this is very important when you are dealing with issues that seem to have no end or no resolution in your present lifetime. It cannot be by accident that you have some very less sturdiness when you just ground into one dimension. And most of the time, that's fine. But when you have such lingering, deep issues, worthlessness being one of them, that there has to be more than just one dimension that it is in play in. And every time you find yourself working on an intractable issue, I believe this was something I first talked about many weeks ago. You must be aware of how the issue is affecting you, so much so that when you realize that you are dealing with something so intractable, you must immediately turn your attention to whatever dimension or dimensions that this issue is connected to. But it first helps at this point to ground. And now, having grounded in all these dimensions, call upon all the grounding from there to come into you and to bring with it not only the grounding of that dimension, but the energies of that dimension that have everything to do with you. So you are like a vacuum cleaner in these grounding cords, bringing back all of your energies. And like a vacuum cleaner, what comes back is often dirty or misshapen or unpleasant. All you need to do at this point is bring it back and let the violet flame run through it. And when that happens, it will allow you to get clean, healing energy from you. And now I wanted to also say that it is so important at this point to call in an angel of the very highest light to bless you and heal you of all the hurts and all the lack that you have been living with for so long, so that you can feel as though you are being realigned, which you are. And so important is it, if you are dealing with the Lord Archangel Raphael, to have him come in front of you and put his hands on your head and on your heart, and let his great energy flow through you so that you can feel such an entirely different alignment in yourself. So that when, as soon as you have reached the point of saturation, which you will know because Raphael, or whoever you choose, will take his hand from you, from your heart and your head, and will let the great energies flow through you. The flames, in this case, a diamond flame, a beautiful Christ-lighted diamond flame. And what that does, as a diamond flame does, a diamond does, it shatters impurities, it cuts through, and it allows for enormous healing in every level of your body, in every part of your spirit, in every cell of your body. And if you then run the violet flame through, it will dissolve all of these remnants that have been sliced open and remove them. Looking at you now, you are then allowed, are invited to bring in my flame, my red gold flame favorite, so that the vibration can be maintained and the healing can continue. And also, I now bring something else to you, some suggestion that you may call upon those beings whom you love to remind you that you are loved. Because worthlessness is merely a reminder that you feel unloved and nobody cares for you. And that is simply not true. You have simply not found the right person.